This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Mali's military junta has reportedly released two senior government officials detained during the coup against President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta. This as the United Nations Human Rights Group met overnight with the ousted leader. There has been no word from Keïta since Tuesday, when he dissolved parliament, then resigned after being detained at gunpoint, deepening the crisis facing a country already struggling to fend off an Islamist militant insurgency. The release of Mali's finance minister and the president's private secretary came as junta leaders held discussions with political officials about creating a transitional authority. Reuters reports that despite all of the above, the streets of the capital, Bamako, today are calm for the third straight day. Though his condition is said to be improving, Russian political opposition leader Alexei Navalny remains in a coma in a hospital in Siberia, where Russian doctors say they have found no sign he was poisoned. Meanwhile, Navalny's allies, including his wife, say the Kremlin is blocking a medical evacuation to Germany, insisting that puts Navalny's life in mortal danger because the hospital caring for him is under-equipped. The 44-year-old Navalny, a vocal critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, became ill after drinking tea that his supporters say was laced with poison. En route back to Moscow, his flight made an emergency landing in the Siberian city of Tomsk. The chief doctor at the hospital treating Navalny said evacuating him abroad would place his life at risk because his condition is unstable. In Belarus, opposition politician Svetlana Tikhanovskaya today called on her backers to step up their strikes at factories across the country to force a new presidential election. Belarus, a former Soviet republic, is facing its largest-scale political unrest since the breakup of the USSR. Demonstrators are proclaiming that longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko's re-election this month was rigged and illegitimate. Lukashenko, who's been in power for a quarter century, rejects any new vote despite the growing turmoil in the streets. This is VOA News. Here in the United States, former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is now officially the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. In his acceptance speech last night, he promised to be an ally of the light and someone who would unite the nation. Speaking to a virtual audience because of the pandemic, Biden said, quote, "I give my word. If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw on the best of us, not the worst. Make no mistake," he said, "united we can and will overcome this season of darkness in America." The 77-year-old Biden spoke of returning the United States to its traditional leadership role in the world in a speech designed to present a sharp yet hopeful contrast with President Donald Trump. Biden focused on helping Americans deal with the COVID-19 crisis and its related economic damage. He also talked about a national reawakening on racial justice and what Democrats portray as the chaos of the Trump presidency. And so the stage is set for November 3rd, as President Trump makes a bid for re-election with Joe Biden intent on shutting it down. Next week, the Republican Party will renominate President Trump. That convention, too, will be a shadow of what once was planned, given the pandemic. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. has so far lost more than 174,000 lives to COVID, with a case count approaching 5.6 million. The next three worst-hit nations, Brazil, Mexico, and India, between them, have recorded more than 250,000 lives lost. Their combined cases, almost 34 million. Worldwide numbers, nearly 23 million infections, and a death toll that now exceeds 794,000. Doctors in most public hospitals in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, are on strike today, protesting salary delays and a lack of protective equipment for treating those who may have COVID-19. In Morocco, King Mohammed VI says his country could return to a complete coronavirus lockdown as cases continue to spike. The warning came as a jump in infections has hit the once bustling tourist hub of Marrakesh, where strained health services have led to protests by medical staff in recent days. South Korean officials are warning that a cluster of COVID cases in Seoul is threatening to spread after thousands of people attended a rally by conservative political groups last week. The Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported 324 new cases, the highest daily count since early March. In China, health authorities in Beijing have lifted a requirement for the use of face masks outdoors. This after the city reported 13 consecutive days without a single case of COVID-19. It is the second time face mask guidelines have been relaxed in the Chinese capital, which has largely returned to normal after two rounds of lockdowns brought it to a standstill. More news online at voanews.com for your listening convenience. There is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.